Blog Talk Radio.
Vonda Guzman. Today is May the 14th, 2013. Yay! Our call-in number is 347-205-9957. Again, 347-205-9957. The chat room is also open, and we welcome you all. We always stop and take a breath. Knowing the truth, that God is all that there is. Love is all that there is. Peace is all that there is. Joy is all that there is. Abundance is all that there is. As we become the allowers of all of this good in the universe, knowing that we do have a divine right to it. Right here, down here on the ground, while we are still around, then all is well. I'm asking Jesus the Christ, our angels, our gods, our ancestors, and all the forces of love in this universe and beyond to help us to come in line with this truth. I'm asking that you continue to protect our children all over this world. Heal in our families, in our men. Heal in our world today and awaken those who are continuing to sleep. I ask today that you use Alita to help awaken and guide us in the next phase that you have chosen for us at this time. I am thanking you for giving me the opportunity to serve in the Life is So Beautiful show and movement. Movement. Why? Because life is so beautiful. I release this to my highest good always. And so it is. Amen. Ashe, Amin. Imhote. Shalom. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Thank you, God. Thank you. And you know, I'm still blessing and sending out blessings to our mothers for Mother's Day. There's so much love going around, and we're just thankful and grateful for that, and continue to send out that great love from that great mother, something about a mother. Yay, yay, yay. Well, we have many birthdays today. We have Cam, and he's in Cam Warner. He's in Germany, musician. Alma Yamazaki, Lydia Richert, Cleavon Ty Johnson, Roman Gordy, Beatrice Golda, old buddy of mine's in Baltimore, yay! PJ Cannon from Forgiveness is Bliss, my sister, my friend, and Kelly Weinstone from 12 Radio with Mark Gutson and everybody, yay! Love you guys. Well, this song is from you to me. No, from me to you. What happened? It's my birthday's next month. Oh, okay. Why? Because it's your birthday today and this week.
Because it's your birthday, well, I'm here to celebrate you. Because it's your birthday, you go on and have your way. I know today is your birthday. Make a wish, you will see it come true. Because it's your birthday, tell me it, 'cause I love you. Yes, this day was made for you, so you do what you want to do.
Because it's your birthday, I'm here to one of you. Celebrate sometime. Yay. I'm thankful and I bless you. And you can get this song if you want to send it out to others, or many affirmations, meditations. I'm also available for any sessions to help you through this energy phase that all of us are going through. Yay. So please go to www.lifeissobeautiful.net. And I want to thank all of you for your contributions to the Life is So Beautiful and being a blessing to me with the radio show. I love you and I bless you, and may the source give it back to you, multiply many, many, many times back to you. You know who you are. Well, my guest today is my sister and friend, Alita McCleland. Alita is a lifelong intuitive empathic with 20-plus years experience in astrology. Alita loves combining the psychological study of the astrological chart with the psychic claircognizance she brings to every reading. She offers you insight, direction, and in times of need, strength, validation, and empowerment. Alita specializes in offering practical and immediate tools and insights into any life situation. She also works in the area of special need kids with ADD, ADHD, autism, and dyslexia. Well, to make a long story very, very short, she's a servant from the heart that makes an impact on anyone's life she comes into contact with. I am blessed to have her with me at this time as I'm just returning from America and working through my own process, evolutionary process. So please welcome with me Alita McCleland. Alita, are you on with us? Let me see. I'm trying to get you on here. Well, I've opened it up twice. Are you on yet? You here, honey?
Hello. Hello, sweetheart.
I was hitting that button 2 or 3 times. I don't know. The energies are going. How are you?
Hello, darling. It is a flamboyant time astrologically, which means energies for people are going all over the place, and some up and some down and some challenge and some soft landing and everything in between. So I'm thrilled to be with you because there's so much going on for people.
Yeah, a lot going on. I want to say just thank you for gracing us with your love and your presence today as Spirit uses you, because this is the month of creativity. So it's funny that when I mentioned that to you, you said that that was also happening in the planets, that this was a time of creativity. So I was thankful that there's only one mind, one spirit, and when we all align in oneness, we all get the same message. But tell us, what is creativity to you, babe?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I'm going to use my fallback position with astrology so I can give folks a little heads up about this week's support astrologically for their creativity, because it's a real mixture and it actually does answer that very deep question.
Great.
I may have to start at the end.
Go ahead.
Often people think that creativity is a surge from within that feels wonderful and it's utter blessing. And as we go through the process, which we're all in, of developing, evolving spiritually, and we're all in this. We were all born in this time so on purpose to bring the love in our hearts, the wisdom from our minds, and the wisdom from our souls to develop this species. So any person who's walking around thinking that they don't know what their purpose is, so much of it comes back to, and this is very, 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 very creative, that's an understatement, so much of it comes back to having a sense of what you love, what draws your heart, what you care about, and knowing that you created yourself with the hand of God and all creation, that you came in here at this place in time to bring exactly what you love, what feels creative to you, to light on earth. And that when everybody does that, when everybody's given permission to do that, we become an elevated, we continue to evolve as a species. But there is so much challenge in it. And this week, like every week, but it's particularly aware of itself this week. Astrologically, the energies have been really digging in to what is challenging in our lives. And a lot of people are having a hard time right now, and I would be unkind and remiss not to mention that. A lot of people are flying with their creative wings. They have taken off and they're really developing. They have done a lot of work around digging into what doesn't work, what doesn't feel comfortable, and they're able to fly through it. And a lot of other brave, beautiful souls are deep in it saying, what am I supposed to do with this? Yeah. And about this week's, and you know, it's unfair to end there. I'm going to stay with this.
Go ahead.
There is the reason I love astrology is it's as if God says, okay, listen, you're going to go to work. You're going to go to work. Life. You're going to go to earth. And it is work. It is also love. It is also glee. It is also rapture right here in single bodies. It is also just the joy of whatever your packaging is. But it is work right now for many people. And I want to say, and I'm going to probably write this to clients this afternoon because it's so up. It is okay for it to be crappy. It's okay. In that stuff, in the dark gunk, in the stuff that's difficult right now, if you get somebody to hold your hand and face it with you, because most people need that. They need kind of a hand holding. If you can feel your angels, feel your God, get your human support system, get a support system, reach out for it. Through this period, through going through whatever the areas are that are challenging in your life, I swear, I promise, it's built in. The next piece is such a deep sense of, oh, I get what I'm about in this. I get what I'm about here. There is nothing more creative on earth than having the recognition of what you're here about, and it's almost never what we think we're here about. You know, I know a couple of people, well, more than a couple of people, but the people I'm thinking of right now are in the entertainment industry, and they're known. And they've come to me recently with this sense of surprise that they thought that they were about being known and being famous and being visible. And they're starting to strip away these sensations and these ideas and these knowledges from many knowledges, good English, okay, these knowings from many lifetimes and from other understandings. And they're feeling, one woman described it to me as feeling buck naked and raw, and then suddenly aware that she was here for her heart, that she was here about her heart, that she was here about giving from that vulnerable place, and from that place came her purpose. It wasn't to be famous, because she acts. So, you know, she acts different roles, and she's starting to recognize that the roles that she chooses are a conduit for spirit.
Yes.
And that the more open she can be in those roles, and the more careful she can be about, you know, she said, I used to take any role because I wanted to be public, and now I only want the roles that let my heart, my spirit, what I truly know to be true, to come through, or it teaches me as I do the role. And whether or not any of us are visible in the world, to whatever degree, that's a really good description of what's happening for everyone. And it's monumentally creative. And it's interesting, because that makes creativity become an umbrella that used to be about the arts, or used to be about what has a, what is made and then has a function. But doesn't that make the umbrella huge and cover every single soul, because every one of us did this incredible creative act of being born who we are? And then we're stuck in a culture that says, no, I don't think so. I think you should sort of form it like this. By the way, you're a girl, so you form it like this. By the way, you're a boy, you form it like this. Okay, no, no, no. Not over there, over here. No, no, no. And the monumental, pervasive, global, I think universal act of creativity that is up for all of us right now is to say to our culture, to the inner voice that went wrong, to the outer voices that don't get it, to any direction that doesn't hold true to our heart knowing. No, I came here with this alive inside, and no matter what it is, I actually have another client who is just this marvelous, sweet old man, and His revelation this week was that he is a fish whisperer, and that he talks to the creatures that, and that he fishes by drawing to him creatures that want the experience of being food. And he was so surprised by this, because he was like, you know, because he struggled with whether or not he's a vegetarian, and he loves fishing, and he thought that it was this kind of testosterone thing, and like that he was like, you know. But he always feels such a kinship with them. And he does a way of, you know, he'll pull the fish out and kill it very, 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 very quickly. And this is so funny, because it's like, you know, this isn't my way of talking usually, but it's like, it's very fast. It's a very quick crossing over to the other side for the fish. And he goes in there with them. And he said, I'm a fish whisperer, and there are times when I'll see a fish coming towards my hook, and I will say, no, it's not your time. And I will think I am crazy, and I will know that I am not now, because I get it. I get how interconnected we are, and how creative it was for me to come to this lifetime from a very down-to-earth family, yes, and to feel this kind of connection, and to know it's real, and to say it gently to people, and some people hear, and some people don't. And it was like such a creative act on his part. It comes in all forms. We all carry it. And interestingly enough, tomorrow, the 15th of May, Mercury enters Gemini. And it is, and the reason I was so excited when you said, can you do the show with me this week? And it's about creativity, Mercury enters Gemini. This is like creativity, the creative planet meeting the creative sign, the communicator sign. And it gives us all so much permission to feel what I'm describing, and to experience, think, and to communicate about this broad variety that creativity can take, and to acknowledge our own, even if it's coming through as the teeniest, whiniest voice, you know, whimpering, saying, "Can maybe you can listen to me sometime?"
So is that how we could get clearer and clearer, too, on the things that, because there are things that are draining people, there are things that no longer belong to us anymore, that doesn't work, like you said when your client said, you know, she was taking the roles to be taking them, and that just resonated with my heart, because I'm just at the point, I'm like, I'm not working over there. Now, I had been there before in 2011 and worked through that in 12, but for some reason, I'm in 13, I thought, oh, well, just go and pay him a visit or this, that, and then got back in, and I was like, no, never again. No, you know, this is no longer for me. So it's this, the energy's helping us to get clearer and clearer about the things that do drain us. I mean, sometimes you just walk in a place, all of a sudden it's heaviness. Bam-a-lam-a-lam, just knock you. You know, you're just feeling great. You just walk in and it just hits you and knocks you about. What can we do about that?
That is so okay. This is so every single client I know is having some form of this, because this is what's going on. There is such deep, deep, deep embedded voices in us about what we should do. And, you know, all of us who have been in on this, doing this stuff, who do the consciousness work, have been doing that work of the should, don't shouldst me for, you know, at least 3,000 years. And but it is such deep, deep work. And some of this stuff, you know, people talk about doing their spirituality and it's not work. It isn't. It is the play of the soul. But some of it's work, okay?
Yeah.
You know, dancing isn't work. It is play. But you're still using your muscles.
Yeah.
And that's the muscle of discernment that is getting sharper and sharper and poking at people who aren't listening and just getting sharper and sharper and stronger in all of us. Because when I said we all came here to be what is in our heart, that's not just a flippant or a sweet phrase. We all came here to be what is in our heart, to bring change. We are all, there is a phrase out there right now, be the change you want to see or be a change agent.
Yeah.
There is nobody left out of this.
Nobody's
off the bus. Everybody is on the bus. Everybody's up front on the bus. Everybody, it's such an extraordinarily purposeful time. And it's interesting, too, because planetarily, astrologically, there are planets that are in opposition to each other, and that means that just what it sounds like, two opposite points of view are arguing about the same thing. And we have so much of that on the planet right now, and so much of that inside of people right now. And today, there's a whole lot of that going on. It's kind of interesting because the moon is squared to Uranus, and the moon is opposite Pluto, and it's sextile Mars, so it's giving a lot of energy to that kind of opposite energy of what do I really believe? This argumentative energy, there are a lot of people in the spiritual movements who are like, oh, no, we must not argue. We must always come from love. Well, it's very loving to find out what your actual personal perspective is.
Yes.
That's bringing your love, your soul to earth. And we get all these supportive energies to have us have the argument to define it. You know, there are times when you have an argument with somebody and you just described it perfectly. I went there. I knew this was not for me. I left.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not doing it anymore. I mean it.
I'm done.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, I mean it. I'm not doing it anymore. But it was really something, because I've been away so long and stuff. I thought, well, you know, you're getting ready to transition out, you know, of Germany and things. Let's just go, you know, be at peace with everybody. We're all one. You know, and we are. But there are some things that are just finished for us, as, you know, each individual have their own process, and we have to know when that egg is done, take it out the pan, put it on the plate. You can eat it or not eat it. It doesn't matter, you know, but it's happening.
And it's so right to be supportive. I love argumentative energy. I love it. I love it when it shows up astrologically, because it means that we stand in ourselves because we're pushed into it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us love that. Some of us walk into it and go, look, you push me once, I'll push back hard.
<You know? laughs>
Give me that shove because I want to play. But many people believe that somehow that's wrong, and it is so very much part of the process of it's such an interesting dichotomy, because the way the species is going to get to oneness, going to get to really do oneness, is when everybody knows what they're here about and is standing in it and stops listening to any bullshit that they don't care about anymore.
Right. Stop listening
Period.
To it.
And
BS,
that step.
Belief systems.
That step is what actually heads us to really being the species that can live oneness. Because oneness is not homogenization. Oneness is not everybody is the same. Oneness is an extraordinary ability for people to feel, sense, experience each other as part of self and function differently from that. But it takes a lot of refinement of self before we're going to get there. And we are, I've said this for many years, and it is so true, we are the pioneers of that psychological capacity and that spiritual capacity. But we get there by opposition, and we get there by definition, and we get there by truly standing in self, and we get there by doing exactly what you did of testing something, going to it, saying,
yes,
I should go there, and then standing there and saying, I should leave now forever. This is not mine anymore.
Yes.
I do not
yes.
carry this.
Yes.
I carry that.
Yes.
And so many people are looking for purpose, and so often it is findable. I don't know if that's a word in English. I do not care. It is discernible
yes.
by discovering everything we are not. Because what's left, it's that wonderful process of burning off what isn't. And what's left is the diamond.
Yes.
And that's a whole lot of the energy today. And some of it's a really interesting week. But having the moon, how we feel,
yes.
what we know, what we feel in our heart and soul, square to in a hard position of determined lockdown against Uranus, the planet of exploration and new and what's bright and bold, and to have our feelings pitted against that in order for us to find what is really ours. Because you know when you're trying to hold on to something and all this newness and, oh, it's bright and it's wonderful and fabulous is being offered, you really get to see what you own, what you take with you. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense to me. You also spoke about, now we talked a little bit about the sensitivities that we're all dealing with now. You know, you talked about the physical, the psychological, and the spiritual. Can you give us more information on the physical, and then we're going to take a break and come back and deal with the psychological and the spiritual and some callers?
Okay. They... physical sensitivities are getting, thank you for reminding me about that, because it's happening to so many people where their body
yeah.
is becoming an insistent barometer of where they should not be. So that even the slightest should not, and I mean the soul's should not, becomes a physical illness for some people, or a physical sensation, a uncomfortable physical sensation. And it is happening to more and more people. And it is the soul insisting that this being, that the being that they're that the soul is playing through, working with, playing with, living life on earth with, listens to its own actual purpose. So people are saying, you know, I need to get over being sick. And I'm like, let's go into it, sweetheart. Let
yes.
us look at where in your body it is,
yes.
where that discomfort is, where that fatigue is, where that illness is, because it is your soul definitively helping you see what you do not have to be, do not have to do. You know, I love, there was one client who got sick every time she walked into work. And I was like, you know what? This is an easy one, sweetheart.
Easy one. Get out
and
of that job.
She went through the list of, you know, why she couldn't get out of the job. And I'm like, you know what? Call me in a week when you feel sicker, because, sweet love, you are going to move out of that job, because your soul is so deeply talking through your beautiful body. And 2 weeks later, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know what she left.
Mm-hmm.
She gave her 2 weeks' notice, so it was a nice slow process of 2 weeks and then two more weeks. So she gave herself this lovely month. But our bodies are so sometimes frantically talking to
yes.
us now and upping it.
I mean, that's even
upping
in relationships.
To listen.
Yeah, that's even in relationships, because I heard Les Brown. He was on something, The Secret of the Secret, I saw last week or something, and he said that he knew a lady who was married for 8 years to this man, and she got an operation every year, he said, and then she left, and she had been gone for about 9 years and never had another operation. So
we
are sensitive, yeah.
We are, in order to move into spiritual evolution, we have to bit by bit sensitize the body to the soul even more, and very obviously. And we're so incredible right now. To be alive right now is to be, it literally is being an astronaut without a helmet, but every capacity to breathe. It's an amazing time to be a human. We're doing so much for the future and for ourselves now. But I know we need to take a break. Is that accurate?
Yeah, but can you say that again? Being an astronaut without a helmet? What?
But perfectly able to breathe.
Wow.
Because we've always been a being we didn't know we were. I just didn't need the astronaut helmet. We've always been the source of the flying and the source of the breathing.
Wow, that just came
right
into me.
But it's a process, and I honor every struggle everybody's going through right now, and every glorious epiphany and understanding, because it's a package.
It's a package deal. Well, we're going to take a break. Going to come back, and the chat room is open. We'll take some calls if anybody wants to speak with Anita, 347-205-9957. The chat room is open. We did get somebody sent something through the chat room, and we'll get on that as soon as we get back. But as my song goes, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So it's still time to awaken. Those who have ears, let them hear. Those who have eyes, let them see. Let us all listen up for what the Spirit is saying.
Get from point A to point B. Taking so long sometimes you can't even see just where the universe wants you to be. I bet you must believe, only way to receive. Just when you think that it's happening, show now. Something happens and it feels like you've been snuffed. But just hold on to his unchanging love. He'll never let you go, but through this you'll know. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Meditation too will guide you in just what you must do. The one voice we must learn to trust lives inside of you. Sometimes that's a problem too, cause we don't always follow through. But the vision is for an appointed time. Stop all of your worry and quiet down your mind, cause in the end it will be no.
It's how you finish.
God, and you're the universe, and you've got this beautiful species that has, you know, thin skin, kind of small, thinks a whole lot of itself, learns best through experience, even though it thinks that it learns best through thinking. And it has been around for a while, truly believing in separation and individual identity and whatever the culture it is in, defining as happiness. So you want to take that species and you want to return each member of that species to their deepest connection to Source and to how the species was made. So you know you have to knock a lot through, a lot of ideas that each person is offered the minute they're born and before, about what their value is, what their job is in the world, what their value is, what will make them a part of the tribe, what will make them worthwhile in God's eyes, worthwhile in their parents' eyes, worthwhile. You know you have to knock through that in order to help them remember who they are. That every minute they're a piece of the universe expressing. That they are simply a piece of an enormity that they learned to ignore even existed expressing. And this is very different than spirit in a human body. This is the enormity of the wave of the potential for spirit to be so profoundly embedded in every single material object to the point where, and this is going to sound weird, and it's fine with me to sound weird. I like sounding weird. To the point where what we call evil starts to evolve itself out of existence. Because the fact is, if we all remembered that we are this enormous love, it goes by a lot of different names, and that we are separate from nothing. That which we call evil can't exist in that. So your question was, what can we do psychologically as individuals? Well, so here's the universe wanting us to remember even a shred of what I just described. And that's even a shred of, I mean, the universe, God, the wisdom, the source, has got much more than that going on about us. So bit by bit, one of the first steps, and I know there are people who will love this and people who will hate this, and you know what? Eventually we all get to this, and we all get to its opposite too. Everything we're resisting, feeling, thinking about, and crying about is calling for our love. There is something that goes on in humans. They try to feel good. And they think that feeling good is success. And the way you get to feeling really right is by allowing what doesn't feel good and doing what needs to be done for it. And we all have places in ourselves that we're not nurturing because we either think we don't know how, or we think that it's wrong of us, or we think that somehow we can skip that step and we can get just to the straightforward happiness. And the reality is, every part of us that's screaming for our attention, and right now it's getting quite definitive, and usually when I'm with you, I'm like pumping it up, and we're pumping up the good, and we're going to pump it up and feel happy.
I know.
Well, the fact is, the places inside of ourselves right now,
yes,
that we are resisting the most are the places that need to be addressed so that people can get to all the beauty that I'm talking about. And it's quite definitive. And astrologically, it's wherever Aries is in the early part, you know, early Aries, the first 10 or 11, I'd say 15 degrees of Aries in a personal chart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say about the same thing, maybe to 17 degrees in Capricorn, in wherever Aries and Capricorn are in your chart, whatever is transiting through those places will help give you some more information or progress, not so much, but kind of. Whatever the subjects are that come up in those parts of your chart, you're probably having, humans are probably having a hard time dealing with. So stillness is called for. Being able to be still and kind to yourself.
To yourself, yes.
And there's such simple gentleness in that, and that sounds like, well, yeah, I know that. No, people don't. It's, you know, one of the things that just it makes me want to wrap my arms around people and hug every single person is we know how to do the easy stuff. The hard stuff is hard. And so there are places in everybody's chart that people are kind of turning away from or thinking they can't deal with. And honestly, all it takes is a little bit of stillness and maybe reaching out for some assistance to feel okay in that stillness. Because as you sit in it, the epiphany, what seems like magic, will come of, oh, this is what I always knew to do about that. And it can come from yourself. It can come from something you see in the world. It can come from reaching out for assistance from another person who understands and understands these things. But it's built in, and it's so simple. It's and, you know, that's such a deceptive thing to say.
I mean,
being
really.
Being truly still. Turning off the computer after the show.
Yes.
You know, turning off the world.
Yes. I was able to do that yesterday for the first time in about, was it 2 weeks or 3 weeks? Because normally on Mondays, you know, I turn off everything, you know, and I just take a little bit of time for my radio show. But normally it's just quiet and just drinking water, you know, have my little smoothie that morning, but just drinking water throughout the day and things like that. And so today I was just revitalized, you know, just from having that one day because I'm used to that. But in traveling internationally in the last 3 weeks and stuff, it was hard. And I tell you, it was like it would build up on me, and I was like, what is going on, you know? And I was somewhere, and I was getting ready to sing and all, and I was in the dressing room, and I just started weeping and just weeping and weeping. And I said to a friend of mine, I thought it was about me, but then later on I found out it was about somebody back in the kitchen who was getting ready to stab somebody and things like that. And I had picked up those energies when I came in the place, but what I didn't know what it was. And so, but when I had more of my quiet day, that Monday, like that quiet time, then I can tune in a little better. So you're right with that stillness. You know, if it's a half a day, it's better than not having a day at all. And we all need to take that in because that's going to help us definitely through this process. We have some callers, but if you want to say something to Alita, you're going to have to push the number one button, and then we'll see that sign, and we will get you on. And Alita, we have a friend from me named Bob Brown, and he said, will you ask Alita if she could send some healing tonight for his up-and-coming operation next Tuesday, and I think it was, you know, dealing with something, and he's been back and forth dealing with this thing, and we want to definitely see if you can do something or say something, put something
out for
him there. Bob Brown, he's in England, some part of England, yeah.
Of course. If somebody can take, this is wanting to give a little more completeness to the other subject, just an hour of stillness, 20 minutes of stillness, five minutes of actual stillness.
Okay.
It is a remarkable thing how little one needs to start to get how true that is, how truly built as a receiver we all are. And you were talking about the sensitivity that you experienced of sobbing from the heartbreak of what was about to happen in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Somebody having so much lostness that they were about to stab someone, and somebody being in so much danger. Can you imagine what it takes? And I know you can. The answer is, of course you can. I'm putting it out there for all of us to imagine. What would a species be like if we did carry all of us carried each other in our hearts? Now, what would it require in terms of the refinement of an entire species, the refinement of who we are in our hearts, and our belief and our observation that we are visible to each other, that we are receiving each other, and what that means in terms of, and here's a hard one, our responsibility as our own being and to each other, not in the way that becomes codependent, not in that way of like, oh, I have to do this for you, I hate your guts, and you're tearing me apart, but I have to do this for you, but in that way of, oh, what I carry as me ripples out. This affects you. So it's not that my thoughts and my everything, blah, 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 that I have to like monitor everything and shush myself. It's who do we get to be? Who do we want to be?
Yeah.
So that we can all have it better. And it isn't about judgment. It is about what it is to find what love really means.
Mm.
And love doesn't think that you're better if you're prettier or richer.
That's
and love
right.
doesn't hate you if you get an illness. Love doesn't look at you and go, oh, I can't believe you got sick. Love simply wants to be embedded in all moments. And, you know, it's a problem having, like, a show that's only an hour, because that's such a huge, huge, huge layered. It's not even a conversation. That's just a dumb word for it. It's a profound core piece of everything going on in life right now. And we are becoming the species that can feel each other the way you experienced. That's who we are. That's who we were constructed to be. So it matters so much that we find out what it truly means, not going and getting a pedicure, but real self-nurturance, what it means to truly know ourselves, to know our every inch of who we are, and to say, oh, baby, I understand how you got this way. What are we going to do that helps you to the future that feels better or feels as good or feels extraordinary? What do we do to, I understand, baby, I understand.
Yeah.
And to be that kind of gentle with ourselves is, I know I said it before, but it is, with only the amount of time we have here, I mean, you know, it's so individual for each person, but that's a good place for everybody to know to start so that they can let themselves hear those messages and understand how important they are to this ongoing process of spiritual evolution, revolution, as my friend Jamie says, and how incredibly important every inch of what we do is. And that's being gently guided by everything in the universe, so that the planets who, like, you know, the planets are even talking to us about it.
Yes,
and that
every day.
It is so vitally important that people get away from thinking that it's about judgment. It's about, like, you know, I'm good for this and I'm not good for this. It's about getting suddenly. I mean, when people get the epiphany of, that's what my heart's about.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord of mercy.
Yes.
That moment of, that's what my heart's about.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I don't give a about the rest of that. It becomes so real. And then we begin to evolve, because honest to goodness, about 90% of it, we don't really care about. We just think it's what's going to get us where we want to go.
Go.
And it shifts where we go. And let's go to Bob. Bob, sweet Bob. Bob, I'm sending this to you right now, love. I know that your soul knows exactly what you're doing. And I know that your soul admires every step that you have taken to get to this point. And I know that your soul has in store so much more than healing of the body. I know that your soul will inform you about how much wisdom you carry and how much beauty you carry, and that you were created on the waves of love like every single other human being, but to be exactly who Bob is in this moment. This is not a mistake. This is not a tragedy. This is not going off course. This is a course that was meant to be and is right and valuable to others. This ripples out to the universe, to the oneness, to every heart and soul that ever connects with you, knowing the beauty that you are and the beauty that you will bring. I know you are going to get to moments of saying, oh, I, Bob, came here to be this. And as the words haven't been created in English yet, you will make them up as you go, and you will communicate in words, actions, emotions, thoughts from a new place. I see this as a renewal for you, Bob.
Yes.
And I will send you energy now.
Yes.
Whoosh, and I will send it to you tomorrow, and I will send it to you tonight.
Yes.
I do not do well with time zones. I get confused. So I'll just send it. And I know in my heart and soul that this is a rebirth for you. And I send you the energy, the beauty of what rebirth is about. And I send you the energy of knowing your own wisdom. Because your body has been talking to you in so many ways, saying you no longer need fill in this list. And you are all about fill in this list. And don't even pay attention to the rest. And I see you seeing with new wisdom and new sight, and it's broader vision than you've had before, and you will love it because you are it. You are love. I wish we were like the Eskimos who have, I don't know, countless words for snow. I wish we had more words for love because we need them.
Yes.
We need to understand what a potent contribution that is, and that love is not something, it's an overused word, but it's an underutilized emotion, sensation, thought, capacity. It is underutilized at this point in history, and we will begin utilizing it more and more and more because we are made of it. And we need to remember that in every cell of our body. And as we do, we're going to change what the human form is. And it's not airy-fairy. It's as we remember who we are. And that we do experience everything with each other. But that's not a scary place. That's a love place, because we put into that pool all the love we carry in us, all the love we thought was rejected in us, all the love that we thought wasn't acceptable in us, all the love that we thought we never received. All of that we actually carry, all these wounds we actually carry as the seeds of what love is to become. Because everything we think hurt us, everything we think was denied to us, everything we think that we have to offer but nobody wants it, is the love seed we carry within us to offer. And we do, because we fight for it. Our wounds, our illnesses, our sensitivities, none of these things are bad. They're all information coursing through us. If we think we haven't received something and it's due us, we will create it. We will focus on it. People are so afraid to focus on what hurts because they think they're going to create more of what hurts. When we focus on what hurts, we often create its cure because we allow it to be, and we allow the place inside of us that knows what the cure is for each of our wounds to exist.
Wow.
And Bob, we send this to you and we send it to everyone because we get to have everything that was denied us, everything that was withheld from us, everything that we offered that nobody saw. We get to have it and be it in the world.
Yes.
So often people feel like, but I'm so loving. Why am I not loved? That person is sending out into the universe so much love.
Yes.
And it does come back, especially if we give ourselves the stillness to feel it. Because so often we think it has to come from another.
Yes.
Because so often we really don't believe that there's anybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is lonely to be encapsulated in skin. It is. And I acknowledge that to everybody everywhere. And in stillness, in that quiet, in that surrender, some people call it surrender, in acknowledging how beautiful it has been to struggle in every single one of our struggles, we give that beauty, we give that love back to the earth, we give it back to the universe, we give it back to the psyche, the psychological, back to the psychological oneness of humanity and the spirit. We create it. So everything we think we've been denied, we're actually creating its solution in us. Because the minute we say, I deserve to be loved like this, and we define it, we're sending it out into the universe as a fully formed creation.
Yes. Yes. So beautifully put. I am so thankful. I'm so excited. And then I'm laughing here a bit because Bob just wrote, I will put Alita's name in my healing book. And I just told him back, you just receive what is being given to you now because he is always doing that. And Bob is a very loving person. But Bob, right now, we want you just to receive. Just don't write, don't type. Just receive all that, Alita, and we have been giving and sending out to you. We know that you are love and expression. He's a very beautiful person, and we just bless him today. And, Bob, please listen to the archive on this so that you can listen to it over and over again, and we will continue to put love around you. Well, Alita, I tell you, we could have gone on and on and listened to your wisdom, to your love, to you giving everything from the heart to us to cause us to awaken, letting us know that if there is no enemy on the inside, the enemy on the outside can do us no harm, letting us know that it's not about if you want to be a star, if you have millions and millions, but it is about making the adjustments within ourselves to know that we are worthy to be loved and that loving ourselves is the best medicine, the best food, the best bath, the best anything that we could take at this time in our lives. But please, you have to tell people how they can reach you because people are in need of assistance and you are available. How can we reach you, sweetie?
I work as a counselor, as an intuitive, psychic, astrological counselor at 12, listen.com, 12listen.com, and I am there every day, and I love bringing people to that moment for themselves.
Yes.
And you can find me on Facebook at Alita, A-L-E-T-A, McClelland, M-C-C-L-E-L-L-A-N-D, and you can find on both of those my website, where I just don't go often enough. And this is such a breakthrough period for people. But you know, that's challenging. And where it's easy, rock on. And where it's challenging, you can get assistance.
Yes.
You are meant to.
Yes.
You are the love you're seeking. You really, really are. And it's all over the place for all of us to start creating more of in the earth. And I love that Bob was doing that. That's how it's kind of the ripple effect, you know?
That is so Bob.
Love begets love.
Yes, I've been around Bob and that is so Bob. And that's why I said everything that you said about him is so correct and on it because he is that love and expression. So we are thankful and grateful to you. I love you, Alita. And
we
got a couple
Rhonda.
Of minutes. You got anything you want to tell us before we close out? I'm just going to do a one-minute thing from Carlton Pearson here that I thought was just remarkable, him and Martha Graham, and then we'll close out. So you have anything you just want to say before I just do a little bit of Archangel Michael music and just do a one-minute piece here? What you want
Ooh,
to say,
I want
babe?
To hear it all. That's very
you want,
good.
Well, you know, I
want to hear
you.
It all. I love you, I love you, I love you. You are love and expression.
Thank you. And so it takes one to know one. And I love you back. So thanks, and you know we're going to do this again next month. I'm just going to ring your phone. Alita. So thank you for being available, and thank you for all that you bring to my life and to the life of so beautiful listeners. I bless you and I love you, and we're going to go into just a 2 minute, just maybe a minute and a half here. Just take a breath with us. Archangel Michael music by Mark Watson. A little piece from Carlton Pearson and Martha Graham. Carlton says, this reminds me of what our mothers made possible for and assigned to us. Then Martha Graham says, there is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all of time, your expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. The world will not have it. It will be lost. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it clearly and directly, and to keep the channel open. Never stop or stagnate. Keep committing and emitting yourself and soul into the vast universe of being. There are no mistakes, just misinterpretations of certain realities. It's all good, 'cause it's all God. So we bless you today, send you love, send you peace, and send you joy. This has been the Life is So Beautiful radio show. This is Vonda Guzman saying Ashe. Thank you, Alita. Love everybody. Until next week. Yeah, let's give out some kisses. Now everybody can go all the way. Now I think everybody got it. We're spiritual revolutionaries. Thank you. Go all the way, y'all.